In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what he lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Gospels are filled with stories that should give us sinners consolation and hope. Jesus forgave Peter even after he denied Christ. Jesus did not condemn the adulterous woman. He forgave the repentant thief. Jesus told powerful parables about a prodigal son, one lost sheep, and a widow's lost coin. He ate with sinners and preached God's love. Today's gospel, Jesus seeks out the tree-climbing, tax-collecting Zacchaeus and announces that he would be staying at his home. Like so many others who had encountered Jesus, Zacchaeus is forgiven and then reforms. He makes restitution for his crooked dealings and gives half of his possessions to the poor. Jesus announces that salvation has come to Zacchaeus and his house. Indeed, Jesus had come to seek and to save what was lost. Jesus not only forgave sins, he came to restore the sinner into the life of the community. He imbued them with such grace that they were once again in right relationship with God. He spoke to them of the love of the Father and of his enduring mercy. Each person was changed. They praised God, told others, and became witnesses to Christ's power and authority. 2,000 years later, we are still the beneficiaries of Jesus' salvific death and resurrection. Through word and sacrament, we receive Jesus' saving grace. Through the sacraments of baptism and reconciliation, our sins are forgiven. How are we changed? What resolutions do we make to sin no more? What patterns of behavior do we need to address? How can we improve our prayer lives, our spending habits, our words and actions to live more in harmony with the Gospels and to be found worthy of his calling? Moreover, what have we learned as recipients of God's lavish, repeated forgiveness? Are we more forgiving? Are we more tolerant of others' mistakes? Do we reach out with mercy toward those who have hurt us? Let us resolve to be grateful for God's gracious mercy and to share that compassion and mercy with a world in need of it. Let us continue our prayer. May the working of your power, O Lord, increase in us, we pray, so that renewed by these heavenly sacraments, we may be prepared by your gift for receiving what they promise through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.